Why a spooky nighttime creature that's used to getting a bad rap is now being praised for being beneficial to agriculture. Once upon a time, bats were not so beloved creatures, especially if found hanging around upside down outside the home or in dark spaces. They were also feared to be carrying rabies, which further tarnished their name. And who wouldn't be a little scared with their various sizes, over 1,300 species, and with wingspans that range from 4 to 6 feet wide? But it turns out bats are not really that bad. In fact, you may want to find out how you can get these little guys, or big guys, to hang around your garden or farm. Why? For one, they exterminate pests. They're amazing insect hunters and are capable of eating a quarter of their own weight in insects every night. Bats also like to pollinate plants, like bees. They're said to be nectar-loving creatures and are known to pollinate up to 700 species of plants. Some of their favorites include mangoes, figs, avocados, peaches, and dates. Another benefit of having bats around, they're great natural gardeners. While some bats do all of the pollinating, others prefer to go straight for the fruit and eat it right down to the seed. Once they finish with their meal, they'll fly around and deposit the seeds as they go. The seeds are then cultivated into the ground, wherever they are, and new plants arise not long after. Convinced yet? All you need to do to bring these bats to your yard is build a simple bat box and raise it in a tree about 16 feet off the ground in a place with very little sunlight. I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.